We continue today in Mishnayos Maseches Kelim with lesson number 47. We're continuing in the 12th Perek with the 6th and 7th Mishnah. Perek Yud Beis, Mishneh Vov, and Mishneh Zayin. In Mishneh Vov, we learn kind of a going along with the last lines in the previous Mishneh Hay. In Mishneh Hay, we learned a summary of the three issues of contention between Rab Tzodik and the Chachomim with reference to Kabbalas Tumah. Here, our Mishneh Vov begins, Arbo Devorim Rabon Gamliel Mitameh V'Chachomim Mitarim. There are four issues over which the Rabban Gamliel and the Chachomim disagree, where Rabban Gamliel says they are Mekabel Tumah, and the Chachomim say they are not. So one we had earlier in this Perek in Mishneh Gimel, and that is Kisui Teni Shel Mateches Shel Balei Botim. A teni is a basket. This basket has a lid. The basket is the lid is called the kisui, and this lid is made of metal. So is it a kli or is not a kli? So Rabbi Gamliel holds, since this lid, if you turn it upside down, is slightly inverted and therefore has a base kibul, and could be used for various purposes, so it was considered a kli, and it's mekabel tumah. Where the Chachamim say, no, it's not a kli. A lid is not a utensil. A lid is only a cover for a utensil, and therefore it is not mekabel tumah. That's one issue. The second issue is utzilui hamagredos. A magredes is a kind of a comb or a brush, metal brush, which is used to scrape the body in the bathhouse. Somehow stimulate circulation by scraping it in this way. The magredes itself is certainly mekabel tumah. It's a metal vessel, metal utensil. The machlokas, Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachomim, is over the tlui, the chain which is attached to this magredes by which you can move it around. According to Rabbi Gamliel, the tlui, the chain upon which the magredes is suspended, is also a kli and is mekabel tumah. Whereas the Chachamim say, no, it's not considered a kli, and it is not mekabel tumah. V'golme kli matchos. Suppose you have a metal utensil, which is basically what it's supposed to be. It now looks like a hammer, or looks like a cup, or looks like a shovel, whatever. But it's not quite finished yet. It requires a little trimming, a little polishing, a little smoothing. So Rabbi Gamliel said it's mekabel tumah, because basically it's already a shovel or a cup or whatever. So it's a kli and it's mekabel tumah. The Chachamim say no. As long as it's not absolutely finished, it's not nigmar melachtom, and a vessel which is not yet complete is not mekabel tumah. And finally, the fourth issue of contention is the tavlo shenechlek olishnayim. If you have a tray, a klicheres tray, which has around it a rim, so it's mekabel tumah, it has a rim around it. However, suppose you break it in half. So Rabbi Gamliel holds, well, each half can still function as a kli, and therefore it's mekabel tumah. The Chacham say no. It's both halves are now shivorim, they're now broken pieces of what was formerly a vessel, a tray, and therefore they are not mekabel tumah. So these are four issues over which Gamliel and the Chachamim disagree. The Mishnah continues, Umodim Chachamim l'Rabban Gamliel, b'tavlo shenechlek olishnayim. The Chachamim are moded to Rabban Gamliel. And we will see Rabban Gamliel is moded to the Chachamim too, in the matter of a tray, a klicheres tray, which is has a rim around it, shenechlek olishnayim, which has been broken in half, but they're not equal halves, but rather echad gadol. Let's say this tray was once 3 feet long, and now it's broken into two pieces. One is 2 feet long, and one is 1 foot long. Echad gadol v'echad katon. Shagadol tome. Ram agree, the bigger one is mekabel tumah, it's large enough to be a tray in its own right. V'hakotan tahor, but the smaller one, the Chachamim say, and Rabbi Gamliel would agree, is a shever kli, and a shever kli is not mekabel tumah. So that's Mishneh Vov. The Mishnah continues Mishneh Zayin. Dinor shenifsal. Suppose you have a dinor. Now there are four dinrim in a sela. So a dinar is a smaller coin than a sela. So it's a small coin. Shenifsal, it has become posel. Either the government says this coin is no longer viable, no longer a currency, or the government goes out of business and the coin is no longer currency, or the coin is rubbed out in a certain way so it's missing its weight and therefore is not a viable as currency. But v'hiskino lisloso b'tzavor katano, you made a little necklace for a little girl. Had a little string, and you made a hole, pierced a hole in the dinar, and put the string through the hole. Now she has a little necklace with a hole on it. No, this is tome. This is mekabel tuma. Notice, a coin is not mekabel tuma because a coin has no direct function and is not a piece of jewelry. It has a symbolic function, so to speak, and therefore a coin is not mekabel tuma. But a coin which has been fashioned into a necklace like this, dinar shenifsal, is mekabel tuma. V'chein, sela shenifsalo. The same thing would be true with a sela, which is, again, is four dinrim, so a sela is bigger and heavier. It's not going to serve as a necklace for a little girl. But v'hiskina lihiyo shokilbo, he's using it as a weight, in order to put it as a balance to weigh gold or silver. Temeya, it is mekabel tuma, because now it's no longer a coin, true, it's nifsala, but it has a function. It's useful as a weight on a scale. So it is mekabel tuma. Now, before we continue in the Mishnah, I have to tell you an interesting halacha, and that is, a person is not allowed to keep in his home or on him, in his property, a matbeya pogum, a coin which is invalid, which is not whole, because he might fool someone. It's a counterfeit coin. And he might deceive someone, pretending it's a viable coin, where it's really not. So therefore, you cannot keep a matbeya which is not a viable coin. Kosher matbeya, so to speak. But suppose the matbeya, the coin, is diminished, it's rubbed out, it's ground down, it's missing part of it, it's not whole. So if it's really no longer recognizable as what it originally was, no one would say this is a quarter anymore because it looked like a half moon. So therefore, that would be permissible to keep. So the question now in the Mishnah is, ad kamo ti posel v'yehei rashai l'kaimo. How much has to be missing from the coin in order to be able to keep it? And that shouldn't be a counterfeit coin which is wrong, prohibited to keep because you might use it to deceive someone, to cheat someone. So the Mishnah answers, ad shnei dinorim. If it is so much diminished that now it is looked like no more than half of what it once was. Remember, there are four dinrim in the sela. So if the sela is now diminished so that it's only the size of two dinrim, in other words, half of what it was before, so then it's obviously no one's going to fall for such a half of a dinar, and therefore half of a sela, and therefore as a sela, and therefore it is permissible to keep. Pochos mikan, but suppose it's not diminished down to half. It's only diminished less than two dinrim. In other words, only less than two dinrim are missing. Less than half is missing from the sela. Then yikots, what he's got to do is chop off, knock off, pierce off, burn off, whatever part of the sela, so that it could not be used to deceive someone. Once it is so much diminished, so much reduced in size, so that it could not be used mistakenly or intentionally to deceive someone, then you'll be allowed to keep it. And so we have finished Mishnah Zayin, and the process have completed lesson number 47.